they just got an update from Donegal County Council there, because after the announcement, which earlier last year, like what happens there after a minister or whatever announces these things, sometimes it's weeks and months there before the council even gets a letter. Like, it'd be on Hidden Radio, but the council wouldn't actually get the letter. Then after that, then there comes volumes of paperwork with conditions and so on and so forth. Then you the council's got to employ staff, and this can take up to 6 months to a year. But the good news is the response I got was that staff will be in place now in about a month's time. In the meantime, there's 60, 70 applications in there under this town centre regeneration and the derelict buildings funding there, whereas you can get between 30,000 and 50,000 to do up houses within towns, but also out in the countryside. The one-off house in the countryside, owner occupiers can get them done up. Now you can't get a grant just to lease it or just to sell it off. You know, you need to be, somebody needs to be occupying it, and that's the person needs to do the application. But there's great opportunities there. There's a couple of different grants coming down the line that the County Council and others can apply for as well. So it says there's quite a few developments on that front. And at a time when there's a shortage of houses, plus there's so much dereliction in all our towns and villages across the county, this initiative and this funding, it's very, very timely. And I do believe a lot of these projects can be turned around fairly fast. And as I say, it's a good opportunity for people now to do up any second properties or any properties that are there. People can buy properties and get them done up. And obviously, it'll create more work out there as well.
And also, the county is crying out for housing. So this will hopefully, although it will take a bit of time, it will help address the waiting list as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The town centre first applications and we sort of doing up these derelict buildings, as I say, within towns in the countryside will provide an awful lot of options for people out there that you know, people might move from one house to another or whatever. But like any extra properties, whether renovated or new, it comes onto the market. It's always taking off the pressure. We have the whole MICA situation come down the line, but as well as that, we are facing a serious housing shortage at the moment. And any spare properties that comes into the market is welcome. Plus, a lot of our towns and streets and countryside is full of derelict buildings, and it is a disgrace to see so many fine buildings that can be done up for a grant of maybe 30, 40, 60, 80,000. You know, it's great to get them back rather than just going into green fields and building again. So that certainly is a 1-1 and be very, very welcome. But it'll be about, it'll certainly probably about April before we really get going. But I have been told there's been a number of applications have already been assessed and work is beginning on them. So they, with limited staff that they have, they are doing some work. But once you have the two new positions filled and going, we'll really get things going then.